Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were discussing Mekadesh b'Isur Hana'ina Mekudeshes. So Tosis asked the Kasha that let her be Nenes Shaloka Derech Hana, and therefore she should be Mekudeshes. So Tosis gave one answer, that it's talking about a case, even Shaloka Derech Hana, there's not going to be a Sheva Pruta's worth of Hana. Tosis gives another Teretz that it's talking about where there is a Sheva Pruta, even Shaloka Derech Hana also, and nevertheless, she's not Mekudeshes, because since she thinks that she could be Nenes Derech Hana Asan, and it's not true, she doesn't have Smichas Adas, she doesn't have the proper knowledge, proper understanding, it's Kedushe Tos. So the second Teretz is that since she thinks she could be Nenes Derech Hana Asan, and it's not true, since she thinks she could be Nenes Derech Hana Asan, and it's not true, so therefore, she doesn't have the proper understanding. She doesn't have the proper approach to this kedushin. She thinks that she could be nanis derech hanasa, and she can't. So therefore, there's no smichus hadas, and it's kedusha tos. That's the second teretz of tosis. In fact, the base levi, this base in the Torah, made Rabbeinu, Hagon Agadol Rebbe Ben Tzion Zetzal. Not the base halevi, the base levi in the Shaar Ksuba Kedushin, Perek Dalet, Daf Yitzayin, Omed Dalet. Yes, a good kashi. His kashi is, tosis says, kevan Sheish Asur, Sheish Lehanos. Derech Hana Asan, Ve'eno Kain. Since that's what she thought, and it's not correct, so it's a Kedushe Tos. So Tos is saying that it's such a Dabar Pashit. Since it's talking about a case where she doesn't know he could be an Anis Derech Hana Asan. Who says? Tos first should establish a Chiddush, that it's talking about a case where she doesn't know that it's Asur Bahana. But you see, in Tos it's not a Chiddush at all. To Dabar Pashit. Since she doesn't know that she can't be Nen in a normal way, she thinks she could be Nen, it's Derech Hana Asan, it's Kedushe Tos. Who says that it's talking about a case? Maybe it's talking about a case where she knows that she can't be Nen, it's Derech Hana Asan. No. Tos says Dabar Pashit, it's talking about a case where she doesn't know. Since she doesn't know that she could be Nen, she thinks that she could be Nen, it's Derech Hana Asan, and she can't. She's wrong. So Memela, it's Kedushe Tos. So why is it so Pashit that she thinks she could be Nen, it's Derech Hana Asan? That's one Kasha. Another Kasha is that why did Tosis give a second Teretz? And the answer is because the first Teretz is in Ukimta. First Teretz is in Ukimta. It's talking about a specific case, a narrow case. What's the case? The case is where even Shaloka Derech Hana, there's no Shavapruta. There's no Hana v'Shavapruta. So since we have, but the Mishnah says Bistama, if you're Makadish Bisura Nana Mukudeshes. So therefore, to make an Ukimta when the Mishnah says Bistama is a difficult Teretz. So therefore, we give a second Teretz. What's the second Teretz? The second Teretz is that she doesn't know. She doesn't know, and therefore it's Kedushe Tos. But that's also an Ukimta. So what did you help with the second Teretz for? That it's also an Ukimta where she doesn't know. It's also narrowing the cases. So then what did you gain over the first Teretz? So these two terutzim were spoken about by the Beis Yitzchak and Yerodei and Chelik Beis and Simet Koflamet Zayin, bringing from the Heshiv motion Simet Samach Gimel. So we can say as follows: the Makne answered the Kasha Tosis that a woman could be Nene Shaloka Derech Hana. That was the Kasha Tosis, and answers the Makne that no, since there's an Isser to be Mocher Isser Ana, it's also to be Makadish Bissur Ana, so the man's doing an Isser. And since the man's doing an Isser, Yavid Loi Mahani, like we discussed at length in the previous year. And Achronim say that that's also the Teretz of Tosis and Avodah Zarah, Dav Samu Bezam and Aleph, that we quoted in the previous year as well. So why didn't Tosis here in Kedushin, they're different Bali Tosir, wrote the Tosis in different Sechthis, why didn't Tosis in Kedushin like the Teretz of Tosis and Avodah Zarah? That Yavid Loi Mahani, they're doing an Isser, Yavid Loi Mahani. So we could say as follows: the Panim Yuris writes in Chelik Aleph Simon Lamed Dalid, that a transaction that's done by Isser, where there's a knas for the lokeach as well, who didn't do an Isser, in such a case, we don't say Avad Loi Mahani. If the lokeach doesn't do an Isser, we don't say Avad Loi Mahani. In the Chuvus Beis Ephraim, so Simon Mem Aleph, Chuvus Beis Avram, Ibn Ezra, Kofiotes, they explain the reason is because the Avad Loi Mahani is mitam knas. It's a penalty. And if the lokeach didn't do an averi, he doesn't do a penalty. In Memela, we don't say Avid Lo Mahani. And this is discussed by Rav Yehuda Asad and Orachaim Kufzadi Vavan Haga. And Shal Rameshe Madur Tanyan Echelik the Alatin Kufi Avad Al Sefer Yoshu and Simen Lamed Heim and Cheschinuch Mitzvah Lamed Ches and Mitzvah Samar Aleph at the end. Shuvis Be Shlomo Yerode Echelik Be Simen Kuf Pe Aleph Baga. Shuvis Shnei Schayim Simen Kuf Nun He. Mishpat Shalom Choshi Mishpat Simen Reish Yud Ches. Reish Ches Lez Gimel. Shuvis Machz Avram Simen Kuf Yud Kuf Vav. Shuvis Givis Halavoyna. Reish Simen Kuf Vav. So if so, here also, the man who was Mekadesh was the only one who did the Yisr. She didn't do an Yisr. So if we say Abed Loi Mahani, she's not going to be married. And Tav L'Meitav Tandun L'Meitav Ramla, one wants to be married. So how do we penalize the woman for the man's Aver? So we don't say Abed Loi Mahani. So Tosis a good gefrek. Why should we say that they're not, that the condition is no good? For the woman, it's a penalty. It's not we have a lo mahani for the woman. That's why Tosis in Kedushin doesn't like that teretz of yavad lo mahani. Tosis and Avodah Zarah used it, but not Tosis in Kedushin because who says that it replies over here? It should be no yavad lo mahani because the woman didn't do anything wrong. But the answer is the woman did do something wrong, and she should be penalized. She was over on the fnei b'lo seitei michshol because she allowed the man to be kaddish with an iser hana. So now there's both in it. They're both doing an iser. So mele yavad lo mahani. So what's caused this kasha? So we say the answer is that the Tosfos asking a good kasha, because the Mishnah says stama the suri hanayin mekudeshes, and why b'stama ain't mekudeshes? Maybe she doesn't know, and if she doesn't know, then it's b'shogeg. There's no lifnei iver, and some people say b'shogeg is also we have a lo mahani shoshana samakum klal yotes agos maritz chayeschum daf yudalit amar alaf divrei mordechai the ram galanti kuntris divrei yosef samich daf samich ches samadal shuvis ksaf sofer simen lamedet shuvis simchas yamtiv membeis. Dibra Masu Lufi, Mikna Avram Simen Kuf Mem Ches, not like the Noi Dibu Tinyan and Simen Tess, and she was Chasim Sofer Ebenezer, Chelik Beis Simen Tzamech Emel Chel Choshim Mishpat Simen Nan Vav, and the Mude Hashem, and Shara Melech and Ilchus Gerishin, it sounds like by Shogig the Beyonce, but Lai Mahani Seals and Mishpat Shalom, and Choshim Mishpat Simen Reish Ches. Akopanim, it comes out like this, that if the woman doesn't know, she's not doing an Avera. If she's not doing an Avera, we don't say Abed Lai Mahani. She doesn't know, but Shogig, there's no Lifnei Iver. So there's no Aver, there's no Avid Lo Mahani, she doesn't deserve to be penalized. And also some people hold that there's no Avid Lo Mahani by Shoge, as we just quoted many sources. So therefore, Tosis is asking a good kasha. Why should Amik Udeshes? She could be Nenes Derech Hanaso. So you're going to say, the Makadish is Nenem Isser Hana, Kederech Hanaso, because the Dushan is like Mechira, and therefore we have Avid Lo Mahani. No, we don't say Avid Lo Mahani because why penalize the woman? She didn't do anything wrong. She doesn't know, she's Shogeg. There's no lifnei iver, there's no eved lo mahani. So therefore, Tosis gives a teretz. Tosis gives a good teretz. You know why she's not mekudeshes? Because she thinks that she could be nenes derech hanasa, and it's not true. She has smichus das, she could be nenes derech hanasa, and it's not true. And therefore, it's kedushei tos. Because memanashach, the kedushin is batal. If she knows that it's an iser hana, so she's over in lifnei iver. She's over in lifnei iver, eved lo mahani, since the woman also did an iser, we penalize both of them. And if she doesn't know, then there's no smichus adas and it's kedushei tos. And now tos is gevaldik. The second teretz is better than the first teretz. Because the second teretz is talking about every case, whether she knew or didn't know. Because according to the second teretz, if she knew that it was an iser hana, so therefore memela, what do we say? If she knew that it was an iser hana, if she knew that it was an iser hana, then yavad lo mahani. And if she doesn't know, then it's a kedushei tos. So either way, she's not mekudeshes. So that's why the second teretz is better than the first teretz. And that's also why Tosis writes that since the woman thinks that she could be nanis derech hanasa, what do you mean, since the woman thinks she could be nanis derech hanasa? In other words, the woman thinks that this is an asur b'hana. What do you mean, since? First establish that the woman doesn't know that it's asur b'hana. So the answer is, That Tosis understanding teretz, the whole question is predicated on that foundation, on that understanding. That the woman is bishogeg, and therefore, since the woman is bishogeg, so Tosis is asking, since the woman's shogeg, so she shouldn't be penalized. So teretz is okay, but it's a kedushei tos. Because if the woman does know, then the yavad lemahani. So that's why Tosis says it's davar pashut, that she doesn't know. that it's Aser Banan, she can only be Nenet Shaloka Derech Hana. Because if she does know, Yavad Loi Mahani. Everybody's talking about she doesn't know. And if she doesn't know, it's a Kiddushay Tos. So that's why Tos used that Lashon. So we understand why the second Tos is better than the first Tos, talking about every case whether she knew or didn't know. And we understand why Tos understood the Dabra Pashit, that she swore, she thought that she could be Nenes Derech Hanasin. Who says she's making such a mistake? The answer is if she isn't, then it's no good for her. Then the condition is no good because of Yavad Loi Mahani. She didn't have Eir, she didn't live in Eir, she was Machshel Him in this forbidden Kiddushim with this Surah Hana. Akopanim, that is the second offering in this year. And next we're going to go to one of my favorite sugyas in Shas, the sugya of Chidi the Kurdanaisa, and Choshen the Kedushin, Givaldik, and we still have a lot more to look forward to, Rab Beisai. So please tune stayed. Okay? Thank you so much for listening. This was nothing less than awesome. Okay. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.